This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to run your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
It helps when you hit the switch. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, the mantra you will not hear. While these hearings are going on, I promise you I will not play clips from Schumer, Nadler, or 50 Schiff. All right? So you can breathe deep, relax, take a breath. This will be your safe zone from hearing their voices. I may comment on what's going on there. You're listening to Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Got a lot going on here tonight. We're going to have Dan Pilla join us after the break. And Dan, as you heard in the commercial, he is the tax man. No other way to put it. Okay, you need help with your taxes. You need to understand how to maneuver the IRS. You got that mail? That mail. This is the Department of Treasury. You're like, really, seriously. Now, just to give you a little rundown. And then I'll move on, I promise. The Democrats, God bless them. As a Christian, God bless them, all right? As a heathen, I'd like to smack him around. Now, I'm listening to Schumer, I'm listening to Schiff, I'm listening to Nadler. And, you know, Chief Justice Roberts, great job in coming out and saying, all right, knock it off. Enough of this. I mean, I've had friends of mine in Congress, congressmen, and actually friends in the California legislature who have both been in the assembly, which is like a congressman, and their Senate. And they tell me the same thing. They say, you know, the assembly / the Congress, it's like a food fight in there all the time. There's no decorum to speak of. They're constantly yelling at each other. They're fighting and what have you. The Senate is supposed to have a bit of decorum to it. It's supposed to be the grown-ups in the room. And the Congress, I mean, the Nadlers of the world, when they went to the Senate, they acted just like little spoiled brats you see running around in a restaurant. And the parents won't control them. They have no control. That's what they look like. That's what they feel like to me, anyway. And then, you know, I mean, the hypocrisy. When I was listening to Schumer this morning, I wanted to throw up on the TV set. I mean, when he talks about the games being played and the secrecy, the lack of transparency, and what's the rush? That was the one that sent me through the roof. I don't know, Chucky. Go talk to little Nancy and find out what the rush was. What was the rush to get all this done? They couldn't remember. Chucky, he says, we need to take our time and do it right. But they couldn't take their time in the House, right? Nancy and crew couldn't wait. Remember, Nancy even said, we can't wait for the court system. Why not? What are you afraid of? If this man is so bad, we won't vote him back in. Don't worry about it. Do you not trust the American people? If you don't trust the American people, then what are you doing in office? Right? Nadler called the senators almost treasonous. And if they didn't vote to remove the president, that, you know, that they were, again, they were Russian spy. I mean, this is what he alluded to. They were a treasonous group of people. Can you believe going into somebody else's chamber and saying that. You know, we should be playing on a repeated cycle. When President Obama said elections have consequences, remember? And then you have Shifty Schiff coming out. No, I'm sorry. Apologize. It was Nadler. Schiff, I got enough to blame on. I don't need more. He said the president cheated in 2016. He's not our president. And he'll do the same in 2020 if we don't stop him. Stop him from doing what? Right? I mean, think about it. Stop him from doing what? You know, we have forgotten the lies of Hillary Clinton and President Obama in covering things up so they could be reelected, so that Obama could be reelected. I mean, they knew what was going on in Benghazi. They knew exactly what was happening. They didn't care. They were worried about getting reelected. That's what that was all about for them. The threat, I mean, think about something here. There is a common thread that these people are using. The Democrats have openly threatened SCOTUS to stack the bench if they don't start voting their way. Well, what is their way? I want them to vote according to the Constitution and the American people, not the way the Democrats want. Remember that Schumer, when Trump was first elected, he said, look, we'll work with him as long as he legislates from our side. Right? Let that sink in. They want it their way. They are right no matter what. They want it their way. Schiff says they need to hear from witnesses, ones they could have called. But Nancy said they couldn't wait for the courts. So they're going to try to dump it on. Don't tell me this wasn't well thought out. You know, I had former Representative Steve Knight on the show, and he says, I give Nancy too much credit. I don't give Nancy. She may be a little gone, but she's got enough going on. There's no way this timing is by accident. Obama said he didn't have the legal authority to give Iran the money, but they got it. And they didn't just get it, they got it in cash. Remember, he said he couldn't wire it to them. Couldn't wire money to them, right, because of sanctions. So they had no business getting it. He broke the law. He said he didn't have the legal authority for DACA, but he did that too. Anybody see the pattern here? I am, and I wish we'd call it out. Hey, we're going to, tax time is coming up hard and fast, and we're going to talk about what triggers audits, right? Why are they becoming more aggressive? And there's so much. How long does the IRS have to audit your tax return? Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Dan Pillow will be with us after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do. even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Thanks so much for being with me. I really do, you know, appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Now, look, it, I told you through the magic of radio we would bring Dan Pell on. But you know what? Not so much the magic of bad technology. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I can't fix it all. Anyway, we'll try to get him on during the next segment. Do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. As I said, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, because you need to be part of it. Hey, that might be him now. Well, let's see if I can just pull him on, right? That would be great. Hey, Dan.
Hello, this is Justin. I'm just returning a call.
Is this Dan?
This is Justin.
Oh, I guess that's not going to work. What happened? Oh, there it is. Oh, my God. Sorry, guys. That's what I have for having sausage fingers. I apologize. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look at, really, get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation, be part of the solution. That's the big part of this. You can't just listen to this stuff and not get involved and not get engaged. All right? I mean, it's that simple. We need your help. The president needs your help. We need your help to fight this, to push back. Look at these lunatics that having these impeachment hearings. I don't know any other way to put it. Right? They are lunatics, period. End of discussion. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation, which means you're part of the solution. If you're paying attention, you're involved, and you're engaged, then you are part of the solution. It's really that simple. We're coming up on time. I know it's just after the first of the year, and you guys are going, oh, my God, you've got to start. You're talking about this stuff already? Well, yeah, you got to talk about the tax stuff. You've got to be ready for it. Some of you who own businesses, you already know the direction this stuff is going in. You know how they're coming. They're just as aggressive now as they were under Obama, maybe not as bad. Right? They're not just targeting, you know, right-wing whack toys. They're looking to get money any place they can. And I don't blame them. Really. Look, let's be honest about it. There are a lot of tax cheats out there. Right? I mean, seriously. And, you know, you need to pay your taxes. It's really that simple. You need to pay your taxes. All right. I know, I told you, I will not play clips from Schiff or Schumer or Pelosi or Nadler, okay? And no, I'm not playing a game. I won't find somebody else to play a clip from. But we're going to talk a little bit about the impeachment still. Now, majority of voters now oppose impeachment. That's according to a recent Quinnipiac poll. Now, majority of Americans now oppose impeaching, removing the president from office. And, you know, the signals to Democrats, after months of hearings, not a month, not a couple of weeks, not a couple of years, after months of hearings, Quinnipiac put this out, and they found over 51% of registered voters surveyed. They said they don't want to see the president ousted through impeachment. That's the first time the number's been above 50%. Another 45% do want to see the president impeached and forced out. Now, I'm sure if you broke that up, you would find out the majority of those, the vast majority of those, are Democrats. Republicans are overwhelmingly opposed, while Democrats are nearly solidly in support of the ouster. You know, but it's among independents where the margin is made, and they oppose impeachment 52-44. And, you know, you've heard this, I know you have, over and over and over again, that the voting is with the independents, right? You want to make sure, especially with the independents, you want to make sure that they're on your side, that you're doing what you can to make sure that you've got them as part of your team and seeing things your way. Because they're the ones that do the swing. They're the ones that actually make it happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, the poll was taken about 3 weeks ago. And this is after the hearings or during the hearings, shortly after the hearings. People have heard what was going on. They have an idea. They know what needs to be done. And they're done with it. And I don't blame them. Look at, some of you won't believe me. Won't believe me. Don't believe me. Whatever. I wouldn't want to see this under Obama, especially in the last year, right? I got this year to work against you. This year, if they spent the money, well, actually, they're not spending their money. They're spending taxpayer dollars. If they spent the same amount of money going after, you know, the guys that the Strzoks of the world, the Comeys of the world, people that really did lie, really do things to show you how powerful government is and how powerless you are. Come on, this was like a movie, was it not? Be honest about it. This is exactly like a movie. These guys, the behind the scenes, this is like a mafia event. These guys showed you how powerful they are. Look what they did to some of the Trump staff, the Trump team, and they don't care. They don't lose any sleep over it. They just don't care. And think about somebody like you or I who don't have the money to fight. We wouldn't have the resources to push back now, would we? How do you think that would go? You'd sell everything you had, and you still couldn't win because they've got your money. They've got the tax money. There's nothing to stop these people. And I mean absolutely nothing. Look at what's going on in Sacramento, in California. Look at the rights that people are losing here on a regular basis. City of Oakland, this is just nuts. They've approved a ban on background checks for prospective renters. Yeah, you heard me. I'm serious. I mean, who thinks this way? Who thinks this is okay? Following a unanimous vote by City Council, Oakland has now become the first city in California to ban criminal background checks on potential renters. Now, it's indescribable emotions and feelings, said John Jones of Oakland, who got out of prison in 2012 and struggled to find a place to live. We'll talk more about this after the break. Joe Mussini, your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mussina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During President Trump's impeachment trial, House Prosecutor Jerry Nadler began to lay out the case to remove President Trump from office.
The object of the president's Ukraine scheme was to obtain a corrupt advantage for his reelection campaign. As we will show, the president went to extraordinary lengths to cheat in the next election.
Nadler, speaking in the well of the Senate, Republican Congressman Mark Meadows said lead prosecutor Adam Schiff didn't say anything new.
It was just a repeat and a repeat and a repeat of the same things that he has been saying for a long time. You know, no new substance, no new arguments, just a lot of rhetoric that's not supported by fact.
House prosecutors have 24 hours to present their case over 3 days this week. The president's lawyers will then have 24 hours over 3 days to answer the charges. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
How lucky can one guy be?
Called Mr. Butter. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us, you know, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution. And the way you become part of the solution is you, I hate to put it to you this way, but I'm going to say it anyhow, shut up and listen and get educated and get informed and learn from people. You know, how to work with different agencies, different groups. So this is why, again, don't listen to me. I'll get you in trouble. I bring the experts on. It's the only way to make it work for you. Over three decades, Dan Pilla has been the nation's leader in taxpayers' rights, defense, and IRS abuse prevention and cure. He's regarded as one of the country's premier experts in the IRS procedures, and he's helped countless thousands of citizens solve personal and business tax problems. Dan Pilla joins me because we're coming into the tax here. Dan, thanks for being with me.
Yes, we are, Joe, and I appreciate you having me. And by the way, I love your Young Frankenstein open. That's a classic movie.
Oh yeah, yeah. But you gotta start having white hair now to even know what that. Yeah. I don't even think you can do that movie today without getting in trouble. But that's beside the point.
I don't know. There's some wild lines in there.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Great movie. All right, so let's do this. You know, since the last time I had you on, questions have been arising, and then when I promo the show, I get a whole bunch of other questions. So before we get into the meat of everything, I do want to throw some of these questions at you because they come up on a regular basis, and I'm even curious. One person asked me, is the IRS become more aggressive over these last few years, or is this just an advent of technology?
Well, it depends on what we're talking about in terms of being aggressive, Joe. If we're looking at audits, the number of face-to-face audits over the last 10 years has dropped considerably as a percentage. So people say, well, there's no more face-to-face audit, so therefore the IRS isn't auditing people. Well, that's not true at all, because the IRS has systematically revamped its audit program to do more audits through the computer mail order process. So the number of electronic, I call them mail order audits, is gone up by triple-digit increases over the last 10 years. So the mail is coming out in droves, whereas the auditors are not necessarily showing up on the scene simply because it's so much more efficient and inexpensive for the IRS to mail you a letter and demand that you prove this or that aspect of your tax return than paying some examiner to sit down and go over the material with you. Now, if we're talking about collection, where the IRS, where you owe the IRS money already, we're not talking about an audit now, we're talking about you owe the IRS money and they want it, then they have systematically become more aggressive over the last 10 years or so, going after those delinquent taxes with liens, levies, bank account seizures, and so on. And then perhaps the third area is kind of a homogenization of the two, and that is the focus on businesses. The IRS has launched a brand new audit attack program, particularly on businesses, because they believe the businesses are cheating on their taxes, Joe, across the board, not so much by overstating deductions, but rather by hiding income. And so they're going after businesses systematically to flesh out what they think is the hidden income.
So wait a minute. So when it comes to taxes and small businesses, you're guilty until you can prove yourself innocent. Is that kind of how that's working?
Well, that's true with just about it. Well, it's true in just about any civil situation, not just business, but any individual. The IRS almost never has to prove you did it wrong. You have to prove you did it right. And so, yeah, the burden of proof is on you.
Wow. And are we talking, when you say small businesses, are you talking about single individuals that are what we in California call doing business as, you know, they're just a little business on the side? Or are you talking about small corporations?
Well, I'm talking about any business with fewer than about $10 million worth of gross receipts per year. That's the definition of a small business as far as the IRS is concerned. So, I mean, we're talking about people with five or six employees. We're talking about a mom-and-pop operation that's running out of their garage or a spare bedroom. You know, we're talking about a business with 35 employees that does $3 million a year in sales. Wow. And all of these are classified as small businesses.
That's a majority. That's a major portion of the economy,
No question about it. No, absolutely. The small businesses make up, and this has always been true, Joe. It's not new. Small businesses make up the backbone of the U.S. economy. Upwards of 85% of every new job created in the United States in the last, approximately 15 or 20 years is created by companies with fewer than 20 employees. That's where the growth comes from in terms of the strength of our economy. You know, you take companies like Amazon and General Motors, for example. Microsoft is huge companies with tens of thousands of employees. You know, they get in the news when they hire 5,000 more workers or they lay off 5,000 workers. But that's a news flash. But that's not where the growth is coming from. The growth is coming from small businesses, and again, these are businesses with fewer than 20 employees to start with that add one or two employees, but it happens tens of thousands of times across the country every year.
So, a couple of things. How long, and I think this is a dual-sided question, how long does the IRS have before they can actually audit your taxes, look at them to audit them, and once they open it up, how long do they have? I mean, can they drag you out years, or do they have 12 months, or what does it take?
All right, well, here's what the rule of thumb is. When we're talking about a garden variety tax audit, the IRS has just 3 years, Joe, from the date the return is filed in which to audit that tax return. So here we are, coming up on April 15th of 2020, we're filing our 2019 tax returns. So the 2019 tax returns filed April of 2020, they have until April of 2023 to audit the 2019 tax return. Once that statute of limitations is passed, and remember, it goes from the filing date, so once that statute of limitations is passed, they can't open up that tax year unless you fall into one of the exceptions. And there's only two exceptions that generally apply. And the first exception, it goes from 3 years to 6 years. If the IRS can prove, this is one of the narrow areas where they got a burden of proof, if the IRS can prove that you omitted at least 25% of your gross income from the return, then the statute of limitations goes from 3 years to 6 years. But that's their burden of proof. Now, the other exception, which is very, very rare, Joe, is if the IRS can prove civil fraud, not to try to put you in jail, but civil fraud, then there's no statute of limitations. They can go back 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. But that's very, very rare. And remember, they've got the burden of proof on that. And so it's extremely rare. Whenever the IRS has to prove something, the chances of it happening are extremely rare. So for the average citizen, here's what I write. Let me just tie a bow around this.
Go ahead.
For the average citizen, I recommend you keep your records for 6 years from the date you file your tax return. Beyond 6 years, I recommend you keep a copy of the return itself, that the supporting documents can be destroyed.
Interesting. Yeah. So, all right. Now, once they decide to audit you, can they go? Yeah, I mean, because you hear people tell nightmares about, I've been audited for 5 years. We're working on. Is that true?
Well, it certainly can happen, Joe. But you got to remember, they've got a 3-year statute of limitations. So if they can't get the audit done within 3 years, what they do is one of two things. Number one, most commonly, is they ask the taxpayer to waive the statute of limitations. And they send letters that are threatening and intimidating that people don't understand and get confused by, and they think they have to sign this waiver. And so they do sign the waiver, and that does extend the period of paying for another year or two or more. The other thing that can happen is if the IRS is up against the statute of limitations, they'll mail what's called a notice of deficiency. And the notice of deficiency says, here's what we think you owe, here's why we think you owe it. When they mail that notice of deficiency, Joe, that stops the statute. Now, that's the bad news. The good news is the taxpayer has the right to file a case in the United States tax court to challenge the decision. And a tax court case can take a couple of years, but they're almost always resolved favorably to the taxpayer, again, if you know what you're doing. So, yeah, these things can drag on. But generally speaking, time is on your side if you understand how the statute works and you're not intimidated into signing a waiver.
Okay. One last question from them, and then after the break, we're going to go into the regular tax info, which is, why don't the rich get it audited? What is it? They got too much money to be audited?
Well, you know, I don't know what the listener means by why don't the rich get audited. The fact is, the rich do get audited. There's no question about that. But as a percentage, Joe, here's what the reality is: the majority of tax audits take place for citizens that are below the $50,000 wage income level. Now you'd say, well, why is the IRS spending so much time on lower income people? There's two reasons for it. The primary overarching reason is because the people with income under $50,000 can generally qualify for the earned income tax credit. The number one source of fraud.
Hold on.
US
hold
tax
on. Hold fraud. The number one source of fraud. We'll do that after the break. Joe Messina, Joe Messina, your host. You'll have to come back if you want to hear it. You're listening to The Real Side.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cost.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If you got a question, yeah, you don't want to call in. I'd prefer you not call in, frankly, because it takes you too long. Send me a text or an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Dan Pilla joins me, as he does from time to time. Always appreciate his tax information. He's the nation's leader in taxpayer rights. I'm telling you, the more I hear about this guy, the more stories I hear about him. This is the person you have to call. This is the person, you know something? You go to the doctor in a preventative way to make sure, you know, you don't want to find out you have stage 3 anything. You don't even want to find out you have a stage 3 flu, right? You want to get out in front of it. You want to make sure you do the things to keep your body safe and healthy. So what you want to do is head over to TaxHelpOnline.com. TaxHelpOnline.com. Dan's got a series of books there to help you maneuver the IRS to make sure you don't have any issues or problems. And if you do, at least you've got somebody you can go to. In his latest book, Small Business Tax Guide, you got to pick that up as well, because let me tell you what, I've been doing business for years, and I can't believe believe the amount of mistakes that I have made on a regular basis. If you're an IRS agent listening to the show, I'm sorry. I'm working on it, okay? Dan, thanks for joining me.
My pleasure, Joe.
They're not very forgiving people, but I'm sorry anyway. All right.
That's a good start, Joe.
You know, yeah. You and I have talked about stuff in the past, but it's got to be tough sitting on the other side of that desk if you're an IRS agent. I'm not trying to give them a heart here, but we know they have them. But you'd think after a while they must learn. They must be able to tell when somebody is truly trying to screw the government as opposed to somebody who just truly made a mistake. I mean, they're not robots,
right? Well, you're absolutely right about that, Joe. But here's the problem is it doesn't matter. Right. This is true. It only matters in the context of penalties. All right. So if the IRS comes along, you do an audit. They disallow this. They disallow that. And the citizen says, "But Mr. IRS guy, I did my best, and I didn't realize this was wrong, and I never would have tried to cheat." And the agent says, "I know that. I realize you're not a cheater, but you still owe us the tax.
Right.
You still made a mistake. You owe the money." All right, the question of whether you intended to cheat or not bears on the issue of penalties. It doesn't bear on the issue of the tax liability. So this is why I say over and over again, it doesn't matter that you're not a tax cheater. You have to prove you did it right. It doesn't make any difference that you didn't set out to break the law. You have to prove you did it right. The burden of proof is on you to show that you did it right. And this is where the small business tax guide is so important, Joe, because I take it through the 7 or 8 different key areas where the IRS will attack every single small business, and I show you precisely how to defend that business in that situation.
Okay. We're going to talk about that in 1 second, because I told people when we came back, and they're letting me know, that the number one source of tax fraud is what?
The number one source of tax fraud in the United States, and this has been true for 30 years, is the earned income tax credit.
Wow.
So this is the single biggest area. There's about 65, plus or minus 65 million tax returns that are filed every year that claim the earned income tax credit. All right? And there's a significant portion of those returns that are fraudulent. The IRS knows it. Congress knows it. Everybody knows it. The Treasury Inspector for Tax Administration, the Government Accountability Office, they've all done study after study after study on how to tighten up the compliance with the earned income tax credit because there's so much fraud. So this is why low-income tax returns get audited at a higher percentage rate, because the low-income tax returns are claiming the EITC, Joe. And why is there fraud with that? Because it's a refundable credit. You can get more money back from the government than you paid in to the EITC, because it's essentially a welfare program that's administered by the IRS through the tax code. That's what it is. And that's why fraud is so prevalent with that program.
You know, with all the things that these people catch, with all the automation that they have, you'd think this would be so much easier. I was reading an article the other day that over, what was it, $26 billion in taxes went back through the IRS to illegal aliens. And I'm thinking to myself, how do you catch, a guy like me that maybe this doesn't match with that because of some algorithm you have in your computer system, but you can't catch all those others?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. And what you're talking about, it goes directly to the earned income tax credit, because what happens is to increase your credit, you've got to have dependents on your tax return.
Yeah.
So folks make up dependents and they make up Social Security numbers and they put them, yeah, I got 16 kids on my tax return, and so I get the largest earned income credit possible. And of course, there's a huge percentage of these things that are just fraud.
Wow. And the tax and the computer, when they do, because everybody has to file, or most have to file electronically now, it doesn't get picked up and kicked out, Dan?
Well, they're not finding them, Joe. They're not finding them at the level, at the rate they want to find them at. And they've got all kinds of screening processes in place to check these things, and when a EITC return gets flagged, there's potential fraud. It goes into an audit program, but in the meantime, the refunds. So here's what the problem is: the IRS has got 45 days to issue a claim refund, or they got to start paying interest on it. You know, so their system is geared to get those refunds out fast.
Wow. Wow. All right. Let me stop saying wow. Let my head stop spinning. Small business tax guide. And you and I, we touched on it earlier, and it's so true. I think over 70% of the economy, is my understanding, is made up of small businesses. Now, you inform me and enlighten me tonight. The small businesses, what, are the $10 million, right, in revenue?
Yeah, about $10 million in gross sales. Yeah, gross revenue. Yeah, that's about what it is.
And that could be, you know, you could have a company of 15 or 20 people bringing them and maybe even less. So don't think that you have to have, like, you know, 300 people in order to pull that kind of money in. Give me like the top 3 to 5 mistakes these small businesses make when they file their taxes.
Well, okay, the number one, I don't know if it's number one, but one of the huge mistakes is not having the proper mileage laws. You know, business people are not keeping track of the mileage the way they should be keeping track of mileage for their businesses, and so they get into trouble. This is probably the single most common thing that I see is businesses that business people, individuals, whether you're the computer repair guy that runs around to all the various offices they can do business with, or the real estate agent. Imagine how much driving the real estate agent does.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they're not keeping the proper mileage logs. And so they're losing, or potentially can lose in an audit situation, a huge amount of their tax deductions as a result of it. Another huge problem that businesses have, Joe, is mislabeling independent contractors. You know, small businesses want to use independent contractors versus employees, because you've got workforce flexibility with independent contractors. They're a lot less expensive because you don't have to do the withholding. You don't have to worry about unemployment compensation if you only need the person for 2 or 3 or 4 months, and it's a, you know, short kind of a project. So there's all kinds of good business reasons to use independent contractors, but businesses routinely misclassify them. They should be treated as employees, but they're wrongfully treated as independent contractors, and this creates a huge problem for businesses because of the employment tax assessments that they get hit with.
Yeah, we don't have that problem. We don't have that problem in California anymore. Now you can't have an independent contractor.
There's no such thing as an independent contractor in California. But for federal income tax purposes, of course, that's not the case.
Right.
You know, the law you're talking about is the state of California income taxes only, and federal law continues to control for purposes of the IRS. And another huge problem for small businesses, Joe, is how to properly document the space that's used in your home for business.
Amen.
You get a deduction for the home office, a fake dollar item, when it's done properly, but you've got to document it correctly. And so these are things, as I said, there's about 7 or 8, maybe 9 things that I talk about very specifically in the small business tax guide. Every single one of them is a prime audit target, and I show you exactly how to deal with every single one of these things so you don't get sideways.
Yeah, and again, these people who think that they're going to go out and they start their small businesses, I've seen it done. I've seen it done a million times, where they go out and they start their small business, and they're really, from a bookkeeping standpoint, they're not ready for it. They're not ready I don't want to say take on the IRS, but be ready to give the information you need to do. And CPAs, God bless them, there's a lot of good CPAs out there, but I've talked to a few that don't have a third of the information that you have, Dan. And so if they buy the Small Business Tax Guide, you heard me say a few minutes ago that they need to be preventative. If you're starting your small business or you just started it, I know it's kind of self-serving, but I don't really care. They should buy the Small Business Tax Guide and give you a call as they're kicking it off to make sure they get a good foundation, shouldn't they?
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Joe. No question about it. One of the things I talk about in the Small Business Tax Guide is the 15 most common problems small businesses make on the front end of their business that often get them in trouble, and one of them is not having competent accounting help. It's important to have a good accountant. They have value, there's no question about it. The difference between the work that I do and the work that accountants do is I come at this, Joe, from a litigation standpoint. I've spent 40 years fighting the IRS in court, so I know exactly how they're going to come at a small business, and I know exactly how to prove that you don't owe the taxes they say you owe. That's the difference.
Well, listen, people, when you see his picture, he says he's 40 years. He's been in it 40 years. He started extremely young, but you won't know it unless you go to taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com, read his story, buy the book, and then give him a call. Dan, always love when you're on the show. I appreciate your time.
My pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Yep. Joe Mazzini, your host, coming up. Well, I got a surprise for you coming up, so you're going to have to come back to find out what it is.